Morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine. Yeah, good.
Excellent. Now, Alan, this is a very, very, very interesting story, and I think a lot of people are sort of certainly interested in fostering. And this side of it, you're playing at the moment, looking for long-term foster families for 60 vulnerable children.
That's right, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of children wanting long-term placement. There's a lot in short-term, there's a lot in residential.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get as many people as possible into long-term foster placement because we feel that's the best outcomes for children.
And there's a certain young lady, a 12-year-old Olivia, that's not her real name, that's one of the children under your care. And this is one of the most urgent cases. What can you tell us about Olivia?
It is indeed. I mean, Olivia's been in care for about 5 years now. I mean, she originally comes from the south coast of England. She was brought into care because her parents weren't able to care for her. She was then taken on by a family member in Kirklees, and she came up to live in Kirklees. Unfortunately, while she was there, some difficult things happened to Olivia. With the carers, with the family members, and we had to intervene and get a care order for Olivia, and then she did we did get her into foster care, and she went back down to south coast of England, where she unfortunately struggled with the foster placements, and she'd moved I think 4 placements in the last 12 months. I mean, I've been working with her for 12 months. She was in a settled placement at the time, and now she's moved 4 short placements in that 12 months, which is extremely difficult for her, and every move means that she has more and more issues to deal with.
And I noticed you say that she's obviously quite resilient at 12 years old. I suppose you have to be, don't you, when these sort of circumstances come about?
And that's the thing, they learn to become resilient. And unfortunately, you know, resilience is quite a positive thing normally in life. But for these young people, they, you know, it's forced on them. And they, you know, they have to survive one way or another. And that causes a lot of the difficulties for the young people, because they're trying really hard to settle into places that even they probably know is not quite the right place. Yeah.
I suppose the hardest thing is getting foster families, and you know, maybe there's a lot of misnomers about fostering and urban myths about fostering, and realistically, it's lots more people could foster than probably that they realise, Alan.
Definitely so. It's been they have to create a family, and that's the situation we're wanting for these young people, to be in a family and part of a family, and it's not. As a job, it's more of a vocation, really, a calling to be able to, you know, to just do what you do as a parent, and extend that to these other young people who are struggling. You know, we need them to just be part of a family, and that's what the children are wanting. That's their need, just to be part of a normal functioning family.
And touching back on Olivia, I believe she was part of an under-12s football league team, and she's had to give up the football for the moment until something does get sorted.
She has, yeah. I mean, because of the moves, she did. You know, she did go through trials and get into the under-12s team for a football league team. She's really keen on sport. She loves the sport and loves the football in particular. She's had to give up lots of things with all the moves. Every move, the foster carers seem to have a different understanding of what they need for her. So she'll then have to adapt. But she will try any sport. I mean, Olivia's a very sporty young person, and she's just keen to be doing activities, and she's got lots of energy. I know she's thinking of wanting to start horse riding and things at the moment, so she'll try anything. And you know, I know she's particularly wanted to do the football, but she will try anything. And she's quite good. She'll whatever she puts her mind to, she goes at it full on and tries really hard.
And Alan, maybe someone's listening to this right now and thinking, you know, I fancy finding out a bit about becoming a foster carer. Maybe this is something I can do. Maybe there's something, you know, I can offer someone like Olivia a family. Obviously, there's a number of things that they need to go through. How easy or hard is it nowadays for someone to become a foster family?
I mean, obviously, we do have to have lots of checks and make sure that the people that are going to be looking after the children are the right people to look after children. But if you've got all those skills anyway, and if you're able and willing to put yourself through the screening and other things, it's really worthwhile in the end. You're going to benefit yourself, I think, from taking on fostering.
If anybody is keen on finding out a little bit more, you can speak to Kirklees Council's fostering team. You can either give them a call on 0800 389 0086 or pop onto the website, which is kirklees.gov.uk/fostering. Alan, you're doing amazing work, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Not at all. Thank you very much for listening, and let's hope we can get Olivia a placement.